Down in the deep, when your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion, yeah.
The Morning Rush continues with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA.
8:09, it's 6 days till the election. I was looking at the Nanos poll overnight tracking here, and day or two ago, it looked like this thing was falling apart entirely for the conservatives, that the momentum is now with the liberals. I was watching Justin Trudeau live on the campaign trail a minute or so ago there, too, and he looks like he's pretty light now. His anger is gone. He feels like he's winning. And then I saw Aaron O'Toole in his studio. Someone, when he's talking, teach him to look into the lens. It looks really creepy. But the Nanos poll shows the parties are almost in a dead heat. And even your favorite prime minister now, Justin Trudeau, is just narrowly ahead of Aaron O'Toole. It's tightened up. Part of the problem, I think, though, if you're a conservative, is Maxime Bernier's crazy party has been getting a little bit of traction. That hurts you. The NDP's dropping a little bit. That's good for the liberals, so bad for the conservatives. So maybe that's why Justin Trudeau looks a little buoyed today. Brian Lilly of Sun Media is on the line. Brian, is SNC-Lavalin and RCMP investigation going to be back in play in these final days?
He definitely should be back in play. Whether it will move votes, I don't know. Here's why I say it should be back in play. The prime minister has been asked twice over the past 2 days about, tell us what's going on. Jody Wilson-Raybould in her book has said that there is information that the RCMP are still investigating. His first response was, I have no information to share with you on that. Not that, no, there's no investigation. I have no information to share. Okay, so you have
it. It's a very specific answer, isn't it?
Yeah, you have information. You do not want to share said information. Yesterday, he was asked directly about, well, will you stop holding back information that your office has that the Mounties have asked for, just like the same information that the Ethics Commissioner asked for that they refused to release. And he just said, this has been litigated already. Well, no, it hasn't. It hasn't because the Liberals used their majority to shut down the committees. They stopped people from testifying. They refused to hand over documents. Can you imagine if any American president was under a police investigation and just said, I'm not giving you the documents? And the media just said, yeah, okay, we'll stop talking about it. That would never happen. I know things are different down there, but it would never happen. That's what essentially happened here. And those of us who did keep talking about SNC-Lavalin were told, well, just that's old news now. It's not old news that the prime minister is going through a second election while police are investigating him, and he tries to get away with it by just saying, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's interesting how it's playing out just watching some of the Quebec media. I don't know that this issue would help the conservatives at all because they're back to their, this is all Quebec bashing. We're hearing this, Brian, now. Quebec bashing. If this had been an Ontario company, the rest of the country would have wanted the prime minister to step in. And anyway, Jody Wilson-Raybould is just a bitter woman who got fired. Those two arguments actually don't quite line up in the logic train, if you think about it, because on one hand, they're saying he did the right thing by intervening. And on the other hand, they're saying that it didn't happen. And Jody Wilson-Raybould's lying because she's out for revenge. Can't be both.
Look, the Ethics Commissioner has reviewed this and saw enough information to say that the Prime Minister acted inappropriately, that he broke federal law. No, it's not criminal law, but he did break federal law in advocating for the company. The company, by the way, was convicted. They had a plea deal where they admitted to wrongdoing and paid a fine. They're still going. So this whole idea that we had to break our judicial system to save the company, and if not, then you hate Quebec and therefore you hate Canada, it just doesn't wash. Like the idea that you can't take on SNC-Lavalin, go through the files of the Montreal Gazette, La Presse, Le Journal de Montréal. Look at how many times people have been up on charges from that company. it just goes on and on. And they continue to pay fines, or people are convicted, but the company will always say, well, they're no longer with the company. It's not Quebec bashing when it's being done in Quebec. Don't claim that it's Quebec bashing now. I know the province has a fragile ego.
You're Quebec bashing.
Well, yeah. Let me bash Quebec for a minute. You're going to pass bigoted laws that no other province could pass, and then when questioned about it, turn around and get in the huff and say, even talking about it is Quebec bashing? No. Bill 21 is bigoted. Bill 96 is bigoted. Saying otherwise or pretending otherwise is living in a fantasy land. And had Alberta passed those bills, Justin Trudeau would have campaigned against them for the entirety of the election. And that did not happen. He was asked about them yesterday in a pointed fashion on another network, as they might have said on The Tonight Show years ago. And then at the end of the interview, I don't know if you've seen this yet, gotten a bit of a snip because he couldn't talk about the issues he wanted to talk about, which was to bash Aaron O'Toole over vaccines. The only thing he's really campaigning on.
Yeah, in Quebec, they think it's Quebec bashing, and here we think it's Quebec special treatment. And so, but again, I don't know how it plays into the election. Just before I let you go, do you have a feel for where we're headed? I mean, looking at the polls and momentum, do you have a sense yet that this thing is pretty much wrapped up, or could it still break one way or the other?
It's been tight for a while, and you know, to everyone that got excited about Nanos having the Liberals up over 4 points several days ago, that was still pretty much margin of error territory. Because the margin of error is, you know, just about 3 points. So, you know, the Conservatives have been up a few points the week before, and I said, you know, don't really jump into that. It's a very tight race. So Nanos has them a point apart right now. Leger, major polling firm, serious polling firm out of Quebec, has them tied. Abacus has them tied. Angus Reid has the Conservatives with a 2-point lead. This is a very tight race at the moment, extremely tight. And it will come down to how Ontario does. Ontario is tighter than the Liberals would like. Last time they swept the province with 42% of the vote and got about 80 seats. It'll be very difficult for them to do that this time unless people suddenly switch for some unknown reason back into the Liberal fold. You will see more New Democrats and more Conservatives elected in Ontario, and that makes the math very hard for the Liberals trying to get that coveted majority or even the minority that they had before.
Well, we'll talk to you on Friday at your usual time at 8 o'clock, unless you break another story or get our attention again, we'll invite you back on. So,
all right. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for keeping us up to date. Brian Lilly of Sun Media. It's The Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.